a fragrant hadith of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man satara musliman satarahu Allahu yawm al-qiyamah. The one who conceals the faults of other Muslims, Allah azza wa jalla will conceal his faults on the day of qiyamah. Khatimul Akabir, Hazrat Shah Ali Rasul rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, who was the Pir o Murshid of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He had many beautiful qualities and traits, dear viewers. And from amongst his amazing and unparalleled qualities is that he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would be very much concerned about the feelings and the thoughts of others, whereas he would conceal the faults of others when there was any wrong that he had found in them. It has been stated that one day, Maulana Ainul Hasan Sahib, who was a famous person, and his quality was that he was a Sahib Kashf. Allah Azza wa Jalla bestowed upon him the spiritual insight, whereas he could see the thoughts and the faults of others. And once this personality, Maulana Mufti Ainul Hasan Sahib, had arrived in Maharira Sharif, which is the Pir Khana of Sayyidi Ala Hadrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. And in Maharira Sharif, he joined the Jama'at, the congregation prayer, and he left in between his Salah, breaking his Namaz. After his Salah, he looked at the Hafiz Sahib, who was the Imam, and said to him, "Oh Hafiz Sahib, there is no need to go to the marketplace and buy groceries whilst in Salah. How far do you expect us to go with you whilst you are the leader of this Namaz?" In other words, he knew of what the Imam was thinking during his Salah. When Hazrat heard Mufti Sahib's question to the Imam, so Shah Ali Rasul Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali became very upset and he said, "It is better you lead the Namaz rather than following this Hafiz Sahib everywhere, for you yourself are not fully in Salah. Otherwise, how would you be able to know what is in the hearts of others?" Allahu Akbar. What an answer, dear viewers of Madani Channel. He rectified this personality in such a beautiful way by saying to him, "How would you know what is in the hearts of others? So where were you in Salah?" Likewise, dear viewers of Madani Channel, may Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us khushu and khuzu, which is humility and fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla in Salah. May we perform our Salah with full concentration. At the same time, may we conceal the faults of others for the sake and for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. As it is the saying of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Rabi'a Adawiyya rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha, the one who has attained the ma'rifa, the recognition of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the one who has attained and tasted the love of Allah Azza wa Jalla, such a person is made aware of his own faults. Allah Azza wa Jalla makes that person aware of his own faults. In other words, he has no time to pick on the faults of others, for he spends all his time rectifying his own mistakes and faults. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the ability and tawfiq to rectify our own faults, for this is the slogan and the mission of your Da'wat Islami. I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.